Welcome to the Love on the Go podcast, brought to you by Carolina's Matchmaker. I'm Lori Burzak, and for over 17 years, I've been helping singles find the relationship of their dreams all over the Carolinas. Along the journey, I've met so many amazing professionals and experts from various fields, and I'm excited to introduce them to you. What's my goal? I want to help you look at love and relationships in a new way and to grow in your understanding of how love works. Let's learn together how people have overcome personal obstacles and have found love, first and foremost with themselves. The ultimate goal is realizing that you are worthy and deserving of love. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome. We have Ellie in the house. So Ellie is a facilitator, a mentor, a public speaker with more than 20 years experience in the hotel industry. And she currently facilitates training in industries from cruise lines to automotive companies and everything in between. She is a 54-year-old empty nester with one adult son who works at Disney World. And it's always fun to follow her socials because she is at Disney a lot. And her schedule keeps her really busy on the road about 75% of the year. And she absolutely loves the lifestyle. She's originally from Greenport, New York, and she's lived in North Carolina since 2000. Her current home base is in Wilmington. And she was married for 15 years, and she's been divorced for 9. Welcome, Ellie.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, so you and I first met. You joined my Singles in the Carolinas Facebook group during COVID.
Yes.
And it was kind of a lifeline for a lot of people at that time. We were all so in our little bubbles and wanting to connect deeply.
Yes.
And we did some fun things that year with some, I don't know if you caught any of my like bachelorette, little segments. I did some live things. And I just felt like it was just a really fun outlet for folks at that time. And you've stuck in there. Have you had any experiences? Have you met anyone from the group?
I've not met anyone. I think when I joined, so I live in Wilmington now. When I actually joined, I was down in Southport, which is super small.
Yeah.
And even at that time, especially during COVID, Wilmington felt like it was a world away, even though it's just 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think I was sort of being okay digitally connecting with people, but not really exploring anything outside of the bubble, because who knew what we were going to be able to do, how long we were going to be stuck at home. So as a digital outlet, it was fantastic. I loved it. Yeah. And it was really especially meaningful to know that there were other people all over going through the same sort of like, what happens now? How do we move forward? And some days were just super lonely and you just wanted to chat with people.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a soft spot in my heart for that group. So I thought it would be interesting to talk to you about the challenges of being a traveler and dating. And, sometimes people think, well, I've got a job where I could really work anywhere. However, it's hard to date long distance at the same time. So I want to talk to you about, this is kind of going to be like a single spotlight. So if anybody is interested in meeting Ellie, if they like what they hear, you can see the interview on YouTube, but you can also, hear it here. And then, just reach out to me if you're interested in possibly meeting Ellie, and then I'll speak to Ellie and see if she's interested in meeting you. And then that's how it goes.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it could be fun. Hey, maybe we'll make a match today. Let's do it. So tell me about your traveling and your experience with dating, maybe in other cities while you're traveling. I don't know if it's like online dating and you match with somebody there and kind of the response. Tell me all about that.
Yeah. So I have really only been traveling this much for about 2 years now. So this is still new. I'm still figuring it out. When I lived in coastal North Carolina and worked at a job where I worked 6 days a week, there was a pattern to life, right? And now that I'm actually out traveling, number one, I'm thriving. I love being a road warrior. I love being invited to check out new cities and new countries. I've had some really amazing adventures so far in the past 2 years of being a facilitator on the run, as it were. Okay. But it definitely has made me pay attention to how do I actually connect with people I'm on the road? Because at first I felt, well, I'll just meet people everywhere. I'm going to go to all these new places.
Right.
Maybe I felt like I was living in a bubble at home, but now I have these opportunities. So number one, you don't just change your personality because you're on the road now. So while I can tend to be a little bit of an introvert at night or on the weekends because I use so much energy in my job, that doesn't change because I'm in a different city with new restaurants, right? So I still have to get myself out the door.
Great point.
Right. But number two, there's still, even though online dating, there are a lot of other resources available to us now, there's still sort of a perception that if you match with someone when you're traveling, you're looking for a very casual thing, right? A hookup. And that's not me. That's not where I am. Right. So, and it's really hard in some of these dating apps to create a story about yourself. You're limited to the number of pictures you can share or the prompts you can use. And if you're truly traveling, last year it was 75% of the time. If you're truly traveling a lot, if you're popping up in these different places, sometimes I'm not in one area long enough to truly make some connections. So that's a whole new layer of online dating for me, is because I'm really online out there trying to figure it out as I go.
Now you're on match.com, or right now, if you're taking a little break, you had said. But so when you're on Match, people will see, unless you change your zip code. Do you change your zip code when you go to the different places?
I have done that in the past, but quite frankly, sometimes, Lori, it's like another thing I forget to do. You know, I have my checklist of things to do on the road, and that's like another thing I have to think about. So I'm not consistent about it.
So if you did change your zip code, then more people in that zip code would see you, and you would have to explain to them, well, I don't really live here, but I travel here and I'm interested in meeting people here. So how about we meet up? Now if you're on Bumble, which it doesn't sound like you've done Bumble yet,
I've
correct?
done Bumble, but not traveling. I've only done it locally.
So if you're on Bumble, this is what happens with our clients. I literally had to tell my client yesterday, make sure you snooze yourself when you go on this business trip because her entire beeline will populate, I mean, with 500 or so men, amazing,
Yikes.
in, San Francisco, wherever she's going.
Right.
And she doesn't want to be dating in San Francisco. So just remember that, guys, when you are women, and yeah, women, remember to snooze yourself if you don't want to be dating, and because then you need to go through and delete all these people.
Right.
But it is kind of nice if you are traveling and you want to meet people in that city to use that feature with Bumble, because you don't have to worry about changing anything out. But I will say that when I see a candidate for one of my female clients with the online dating management program, that is, he's at the airport and he wants to meet you. I don't know. I kind of agree with you, Ellie. Is he just looking for a hookup? We don't
Right.
know.
We don't.
One of my clients went out with a guy last night that was visiting from New York, but he is open to dating and traveling. And frankly, he wasn't meeting anyone in New York that he liked. He saw my client. He's like, she's cute.
Right.
And he gave it a shot and they actually went on a date. I haven't heard the results yet. So I would say it's a great idea, but you need to set the expectations. And you can generally tell by how somebody's messaging you if they are just looking for a hookup, I
Oh,
think.
yes. I believe that is absolutely true. I've
What's
been
your
at this game for 9 years now.
Yeah, tell
So,
us what you've seen. How do they respond to you
yeah.
differently when they think it's a hookup?
Well, so we still need to get past men, please. We need to get past the hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous opening
I know.
lines.
It's
It's
so.
lazy. And it tells me absolutely, it doesn't hook me. I need a hook, right? I need to. Because if I didn't see your profile first, and maybe you're reaching out to me first, I need the thing that's gonna excite me or interest me. So I wish that I could say that a hey baby is an opening line from somebody who just wants a hookup. Unfortunately, that's not an indicator anymore.
No, it's not.
Sometimes it's just somebody being lazy. So what I typically find out very quickly if I chat with somebody while I'm traveling, number one, they're always gonna ask how long I'm in town for. And number two, where are you staying? Where my number two would be, oh, what brings you to town? Do you come here often? Have you had a chance to see these amazing restaurants or this cool attraction? So very quickly they'll kind of get down to business. That how long are you in town for is usually a giveaway of like, I'm ready right now. Like, let's go. And that's never my intention when I'm traveling and looking for people to meet. So that's a big one.
I can also see why women would get confused, because if they heard from somebody that said, well, hey, how long are you in town for? Where are you staying? They could think, oh, good. They want to know, do I have 5 days to ask her out on a date? Do I want to pick a restaurant that's nearby your hotel? Like there's, it could almost go either way, that
Right.
kind of commentary. Still even. And because I mean, think about it, most of the time if you say to somebody, I'm in from out of town, they say, well, how long are you here for? It doesn't, it's
Right.
innocuous.
Right.
So I
Right.
wouldn't say that that is definitely the deal breaker or the telling. It's also like what comes next. Are they asking about you as an individual, or are they just telling you about themselves?
Yes, a very
Right?
good indicator that it's just about the hookup is when they ghost you immediately after you say, like, I'm in town for 3 days or 2 days. And they say, you want to meet up? And then if my response is, oh, I'm working tonight, they're out. If they're out right away, you know they were never in it to get to know me as a person or understand why I might be traveling in the area or if
Yeah,
I'm
what
coming
brings you
back off.
here? Will I
Yes.
get an op if we see each other this time, will I get an opportunity to see you next time?
Right. And I would certainly explore that because a lot of my travels take me back to the same place for several weeks or months at a time. But again, in the dating apps themselves, it's not easy to create your story at the beginning. And so struggling to have a profile as a traveler that says, I am a traveler. I'm looking for someone who not only likes to travel, but has the ability to travel, because lots of people put on their profiles, love to travel. But there's a difference with love to travel and traveling is my lifestyle. And I'm looking for someone who is available to join me on that.
Well, I mean, that sounds like, and you're only 54,
54.
that sounds like a retired man.
I know.
Which, I mean,
Maybe it is.
60, 65, men are definitely retiring.
Yeah.
They've got money in the bank and they want to meet somebody wonderful and they want to travel and they're looking around and they can't find somebody because a lot
Right.
of the women that they're meeting cannot travel.
Right.
So that might not be a bad idea for you. I don't know what age range you're normally looking at.
I'm pretty open. I'll set my parameters from like 48 to 60, somewhere in there. It puts me right in the middle. A dear friend of mine, when I shared with her, like, listen, I'm trying to be op more open about dating, she said, don't set it like, don't forget the younger guys, because I've ran into some really cool younger guys, like at the pickleball place or, and who there seems to be a renaissance of younger men appreciating and understanding how to enter into relationships. So I have to say, I'm going to be open. I have absolutely nothing to lose right now, Lori.
You've got nothing to lose. I mean, definitely date younger. Why not?
Why not?
I don't have a problem with that. So, and also date older,
Sure,
but
absolutely.
for sure. So maybe what I would suggest to you, if I was gonna make a tweak to your search, I would say go be open to going up 10 years. As long as he's fit and active and excited about life and optimistic, why not? I mean, I there's no reason why not. And the good news about that is he could potentially travel with you. I love
Yes.
it.
And
That
that's my favorite. I just think finding the right person who's got that energy and enthusiasm and that adventurous spirit.
Yes.
Working in hotels for more than 20 years, I never traveled. I was always working in my own hotel. So
Yep.
the rest of my life will always include travel.
Yep.
It just will always, any opportunity that I have now, whether it's domestic, whether it's overseas, cruising, getting in an RV and traveling Route 66, I just want to be open to any experience that comes my way because I'm blessed that I can do that now.
Yeah, totally. Now, I know when we were talking before we started rolling, that you feel like you've been online dating for a while, you're on a break, you were starting to become a lazy swiper. Tell
Yeah.
me more about that.
Yeah. So I would say that my biggest challenge with online dating is that the photo first presentation of most dating apps, right? Because I take time to curate my photos. I like to have a mix of photos. My son, who's 23, God bless him, my biggest cheerleader, has taught me to stay away from selfies and like set up your phone, use a timer, like make it fun, energetic. And so as I'm putting more effort into that, it's just so noticeable how many first photos are tossaways, right? They're blurry, or they're bathroom selfies, or I don't know why there seems to be a trend of people looking down into their phones with a little bit of a scowl and thinking that's a great first impression. So for me, physical attraction is huge, and understanding that these photos that I'm looking at are representations of how a person sees themselves.
Yeah.
So if that first photo doesn't grab me and draw me in, I absolutely am swiping. And I know that probably puts a lot of people out of the running, but I can't get past that.
Yeah.
And that's a me thing maybe. But it also, because I'm putting in that effort, I want to at least meet people who are matching that effort, if not even doing more.
Well, let's talk about your effort. I'm looking at the headshots that you sent me for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are these professionally done, or did you take these yourself with a timer?
I've never had a professional headshot taken. So those are photos that I've taken.
Okay.
Now, I did just last week launch a new Instagram profile that's private that I'm sharing with my circle of friends, like my wingmen and my wing women, and trying to really create a story. I've mentioned that before. Like, it's a dating story for me, right? It's not just a profile.
Yeah.
And so I'm using that space. Like, so it's setting, I was in Disney last week. So there's some Disney content on there, but I took advantage of the Disney photographers.
Okay.
I took advantage of being around a lot of my circle of friends. We were all in town for a meeting, and my son, to capture moments that wouldn't necessarily scream dating app, but scream, this is the adventure that I'm on.
Yes.
Starting to, like yesterday, I had some dental work and a good friend sent me a totally unexpected edible arrangement, little soft cheesecake that I could, but so I did like a little post about how fun it was to receive that and, you know, tagged the brand. Why I'm sort of branding myself now.
Yeah, I love that. Although if you're private, on Instagram, I don't know how far that would go. Tagging.
Yep. So my idea right now is leave it private for the first month, curate a good, I didn't want to just go public and have one photo or one story on there. So the idea, and working with my friends, is to build up the content just a little bit.
Right.
They're sharing me, they're connecting me just one-on-one, and then opening it up. And hopefully in a month's time, I've created some really good content that's going to start to get some airtime. And in the meantime, I'm going on and trying to connect with, like, I'm searching for travel vibes, wanderlust, all of the things that resonate with me, and going through posts, going through comments, and just starting to follow people who seem to have the same goals in mind.
What I'm hearing you saying is that you are creating a platform that you can then say to your friends, hey, if you know any great single men, you know, have them follow me on Instagram. They can see all about me. It's such a more vibrant way for them.
That's
to
That's kind of what I'm doing.
Right. Than just like a few photos on Bumble or Match. And I think that's great. I love that so much.
I'll send you the handle for it so you can follow it.
I know. And maybe when you decide to go public, I can put the handle on here too, because,
fun, right?
Because why not? Right.
Yeah. Why not?
I think that's really creative. I love that. I think it's so important to get out of the box, and which leads me to saying, it sounds like you are starting to utilize your circles, your different circles, to ask for help and assistance in introducing you to people. How has that worked so far?
Well, it's really just been the past week. So interestingly enough, I was at a business meeting last week. During COVID, I joined an online leadership group, and it's really become such a fantastic group of friends and support system. We were at our conference last week, and we were all supposed to be working on a particular challenge that we wanted to solve. And most people brought a business challenge. And I thought, you know, I'm doubling down. I'm single, and I don't want to be single anymore now. And I was very clear, like, I don't need to be married anytime soon. I don't need to share my personal space, because I love my personal space. But I want to adventure. I want to travel. I want to meet interesting people. I want to go out to dinner, all of these things. And so I actually spent that entire conference working on the success plan that ended up in this idea of creating the Instagram account. And my friends there have all been so very supportive and they're following me. And now what I'm doing back home is once a day, I send a text or an email to a good friend, and I'm alternating men and women because I think it's important to have both out there helping me, but saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. And it's really vulnerable and it's kind of, wild and crazy to think about, but I'm all in. And would you please follow me? Would you tag me in other people's posts? Would you be on the lookout? Because I think we don't talk to our circle enough, really, and be open and vulnerable about what we're looking for. I mean, everybody who I know knows that I'm single and I've been single for quite a while. But they don't necessarily make the jump to understand that I'm now actively dating with intention.
They don't want to assume. And also, not everyone is a matchmaker, and people get nervous about making introductions.
It's
Not
just
my field.
like, it's almost like when when your boss says, hey, we're looking for somebody to work here, and you don't want to recommend someone because what if it goes horribly wrong either way? So it feels like that.
Or I'll hear a lot of women saying to me, "Oh, well, all my friends said, oh, he's not good enough for you." I've heard that a lot. But I
The
think.
most incredible thing I heard last week when I launched this was from a dear friend who I've really only known digitally for the past couple of years. We've met twice now, but he said, you're so vibrant and amazing in person. We need to get you off the page, right? We need to get you off the app, because I live out loud and that doesn't necessarily translate in scrolling,
Agree. I would suggest to you to get a professional photo shoot. I
That could
think
be
that's
fun.
not a bad idea. Different outfits, have your makeup professionally done, like really go for it. And I would suggest switching it up and maybe jumping on Bumble. I think that there's a lot more men on Bumble in your age group than there are on Match. We've just had a lot of success with that with our clients. So I would recommend. So kind of switch it up there. And what's cool about that is you can actually link your Instagram to Bumble.
Oh,
So
that's right.
you could do that.
I
That'd be kind
could
of fun.
do that.
And you can
I am
actually,
going to do that.
and you can link your Spotify. I would do the professional photos first. And then use them in addition to some of the fun pictures, and use the spotlight feature when you first get on, and which means that it spreads it out. Even honestly, sometimes nationwide, my clients that jump on and do spotlight, they'll get Florida people, they'll get people from all over, that are like, I'm interested in meeting you. So definitely use that spotlight feature. It pushes it out further. I would definitely try that. The first time you get on any of these apps is when the algorithm kind of watches what happens. Is she getting a lot of swipe rights? And if so, we're going to bump her up. If you're just getting average amount, that's what you're getting. That's fine. But a lot of it has to do with the pictures, and how good they are. So while you're also looking for men that are taking the time and effort to do the good pictures, they're looking for that too. So that's my best piece of advice with online dating always is you better get good pictures out there. Otherwise, you got like 1 second to make a first impression. That's all,
Oh,
1 second.
right. And I know that because that's what I give, right?
Yeah, that's all you give, 100%. And when I'm looking through all the, I was, it's very fatiguing. The other bit of advice I would give you is make sure you're not tired when you get on, because swiping fatigue, like you mentioned earlier, is a thing. So be intentional about the time that you're spending to select the candidates that you're potentially interested in communicating with. So, whether it be 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night, but only if you're in a good mood. If you're not, skip it.
That's great advice because I can definitely see if you're not in the right mindset, there's no point in you being out there
No.
looking.
Like, don't do like the doomsday scroll, where I'm bored. Let me look on Bumble and see who I can find. People have just, it's become like kind of like an addiction for people. They're lonely, they're in bed, let me swipe, but it starts creating a lot of chaos in their minds. And I don't think that's healthy.
It's definitely not. And I see it on social media. I see people reacting to that sort of doom scrolling type of thing, specifically on dating apps. And we have enough doom scrolling in the rest of our lives. We do not
100%.
need to invite that into our personal lives.
Yeah, like I realized I was doing that with TikTok the other night. I'm like, okay, you need to get off of TikTok, Lori.
Put
I
the
mean, I
phone down.
love it so much,
It's
but
addicting.
then there's like that point where you're like, I don't like it anymore, but I'm still doing it. So that's when you need to be really, really intentional. And I always say, be sober, when you're doing it, don't have a couple glasses of wine and then get on there. That's a terrible idea. Don't do it. Same with dating, be as sober as you can when you're dating, because you want to like really check in with yourself and your intentionality. And if you're not like really crisp and clear in your thinking, you can make mistakes. And the other thing is, I don't know if you, and I know I talk about this all the time. Sorry if I sound like a broken record to people listening that are listening to all my podcasts, but or some of them, make sure you do background checks. Are you doing background checks?
I do background checks. Listen, I don't even date right now, so
Right. But when you were.
I've gotten a little bit too protective, I think, of myself. But I mean, when I was first d newly divorced and checking out the whole world of online dating, things happen so quickly, and you get sucked in, or you can get sucked in very quickly to someone else's narrative, and that's not always a wise or safe narrative. So, I'm 9 years older and smarter now, and definitely looking out for my best interest and my personal safety.
I think that's great. So, just in the remaining time that we have, tell us a little bit about the kind of guy that you think would be good for you, and then people can start putting on their thinking caps.
For sure. So when I think about the person that I'd like to date right now, number one, we've mentioned travel. He not only needs to have a passion for travel, but the availability, whether that's, he's not at a job that doesn't give him space, or at home with children and he doesn't have time to travel. So he really needs to have the sense of wanderlust and be available to travel. Also, he doesn't necessarily need to be looking for his last first wife, or whatever the smart comments are. I am very clear and upfront with people that I am not looking to start living with someone else right away. We don't, I'm absolutely open to long distance, if the travel piece fits, right? So maybe I'm traveling for a couple of weeks and I'm able to tack on a week to go to Disney or to Greece or to wine country. Can he join me? Is he excited about doing that? Does he suggest doing that? He's confident. He's ambitious, right? He has TSA pre-check or clear. He knows his way around the world. And I have lived in a small rural community now for many years, and I recognize that there are men who are not comfortable outside of their own bubble. But I'm not looking to move into somebody's bubble right now. I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone, and I want someone who's confident enough to do that as well.
And would you relocate in terms of home base?
I think I might, because my work has changed now and I'm on the road so much, I've actually started to think about maybe I need to be closer to a larger airport, because every trip I take now includes one final little flight to Wilmington, which is a great airport, but it's regional and it's hard to go directly anywhere. So, maybe it's Raleigh, or maybe it's Atlanta, or maybe it's wherever. So I'm open, like, I'm really open trying. I think open is my word for dating right now. Let me be open to whatever comes my way. He should have a tuxedo or be comfortable renting one. I'm at a time in my life when I have my son, nieces, and nephews that we have events. I want him to meet my family, be comfortable coming to events like that. And likewise, I would want to go to, if you're going to a gala or a retirement party or a child's wedding, like I would want to be comfortable in that space as well. So that's something that's also on my radar as I move through the next phase of my life.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say, Ellie, you are adorable and
Oh,
you're
thank you.
lovely and you're just a great human. And I'm feeling good vibes from you. And I think your search will be over soon. That's what
Better
I'm
go
thinking.
get some photos then.
Get your photos and then check back with me. I want to hear how it goes. And
Absolutely.
if anyone is interested in connecting with Ellie, connect with me and we will make it happen. Or you can find her on Instagram. I'll put all of her handles on the show notes,
Yay.
and we'll look forward to hearing updates.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been so fun to chat with you. And I am going to stay in the group. I love
Good.
all the prompts you've been throwing out lately. I think it's just a great way to keep the energy going. And we all need that energy when we're out here dating because we got to overcome the boredom. So
100%. Yes. Thank you so much, Ellie.
thanks, Laura. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Love on the Go. I hope you join us on our next episode. You can make sure to know when it is by following us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you enjoyed it, it'd be great if you left us a review. I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, to learn more about me and how my team can help you, visit carolinasmatchmaker.com. Until next time.